Hi, this is Randy Randall from No Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot.
From Zarautz, a surf town in the Basque region of Spain. So maybe it's a Zarautz. That was DeLorean with Sea Sun. That's off the 2009 EP Air in Santa. And the quartet started off as a mixed punk electro band, but after changing guitarists and a move to Barcelona, they went further into computer land, and they actually hosted their own night in a club to offer a little bit more variety to the local scene there. They remixed Franz Ferdinand and the XX, and their latest album is 2010's Subiza. They've been quiet for the past year or so, but hopefully that means only just a little bit of downtime before we next hear from them. And in the background, this is a Swedish producer, Johan Agebern, with Ambient Computer Dance. This is off his 2008 album, Mosebo. And Agebjörn is primarily works in the ambient scene, but based on his collaborations with fellow Swede Sally Shapiro, he's started to explore more of a dance floor side of things. So welcome yet again to another episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's mighty fine, rambunctious little community radio station, CITR. 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on Shaw Cable at 88.5. And for those of you outside of Vancouver and have access to the internet, www.citr.ca. My name's Gek, and I'll be exploring every high and low possible here until 9 p.m. You can call the station at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegek@gmail.com. We heard DeLorean's track off the Ayrton Senna EP, and Senna was a Brazilian Formula One race car driver who's the subject of a recent documentary. So towards the end of this show, we will hear some music from the film, simply known as Senna. As well, with Coachella now over, a lot of acts playing there have dispersed the timed tours after two weekends in Indio, California. So look at some of the big shows coming into town from those acts in the coming week. But first off, it's the latest work from originally Penticton, BC's Spencer Krug. He's a member of Frog Eyes, the On Hiatus Wolf Parade, Swan Lake, and Sunset Rubdown. But Krug has recently focused on his own solo project called Moonface. And during his time on a Wolf Parade tour, Krug met a Finnish psych rock band called Joensuu 1685, taking its name from the Karelian town. When Joensuu 1685 lost their singer, probably in Finn, they're known as Joensuu Tuhat Kuus Sata Kahdeksankyt Viis. That band changed their name to Sinai, which is the Finnish version of Mount Sinai. And when they spoke to Krug about vocalist help, a collaboration was born. So after emails back and forth between the music made in Helsinki and the vocals laid down in Montreal, Krug flew over to Finland to record what would become the album. And this album is called Heartbreaking Bravery. So this is Moonface, along with Sinai, with teary eyes and bloody lips here on CITR Vancouver.
With float in the water. It's not the absence of the other, but the absence of anyone else that will drown us in the end.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Everything hand selected.
by me. Anyways, in the background, this is Guy Boyer and Jean-Yves Guihal with yet another song designed for old sports broadcasting, like you appear on TV highlight shows. This is just called Formula One, off their 1979 library album, Sport News. And we just heard Beck with his take of I Only Have Eyes for You. And that song was originally written for the 1934 film Dames. But most people know the 1959 Moody cover by the doo-wop group The Flamingos. And Beck's version finds inspiration from that staple of AM oldies radio. And it's one of six covers of that song that are currently being featured in Doug Aitken's Song One art project, now displayed on the exterior of the 360-degree, like the brown building that is the Hirshhorn Museum in Washington, D.C. through May 13th. Some of the artists that have covered I Only Have Eyes for You include Devendra Banhart and No Age. There's actually a special performance scheduled on May 11th that may feature other performers with talk that the Song One exhibition may go on tour. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And up next is one act that's likely hit the road soon, and they're the Dirty Projectors. And the New York project, spearheaded by Dave Longstreth, have a new album due in July called Swing Low Magellan. And that's going to be their first since 2009's Bita Orca. Currently, they have dates in Brooklyn and Chicago lined up in the summer, but here's hoping for more and soon. So from Swing Low Magellan, these are the Dirty Projectors with Gun Has No Trigger. Behind me is a little number from an act somehow best known as Oliver Onions, but it's the Italian brothers Guido and Maurizio De Angelis. And this is from their soundtrack to the 1978 documentary Formula Uno, Febbre delle Velocità. But this is the song that gives the English version its name, Speed Fever. And this is a little taste of what to expect when it comes time for the Senna documentary. Anyways, that set started off with New Dirty Projectors. We heard Gun Has No Trigger. Then we went back to 1974 with Shuggie Otis with Out of My Head. And that's off his landmark Inspiration Information album. And Otis was the prodigious son at the time of R&B pioneer Johnny Otis. And Johnny just passed away a month ago. And Shuggie had played with his father and relied on him to work on the first two albums, one of which included his famous single Strawberry Letter 23. Inspiration Information was his first self-produced album, and he opted to turn down touring with the Rolling Stones and working with producer Quincy Jones to work on new music. We haven't really heard that new music, though, outside of some session gigs. But there's actually rumor that he does have some new music planned for this year, so we shall see. Then we close that set off with Frankie Rose with Gospel Grace off this year's Interstellar album. Rose was an original member of the acts such as Crystal Stilts, Dum Dum Girls, and Vivian Girls, but she's gone solo as of late. And she plays tomorrow, Tuesday, April 24th, at the Biltmore. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. Up next is Ursula 1000. It's the project of Alex Gimeno, originally from the Miami Beach scene where he used to drum and then spin Exotica Records. He's now part of the, well, he's been for a while part of the DC Lounge label 18th Street. And Ursula 1000 continues to serve up weird jet set dance music. His latest album is last year's Mondo Biondo, but I haven't actually found a proper copy of that, so let's go way back. Let's go to 2000 with the now sounds of Ursula 1000. We're going to listen to Funky Bikini here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Shake your knees, nice and loose. Lift up, now lift up those arms and breathe. Breathe in, arms down, breathe out, that's nice. 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 Breathe in, arms down, breathe out. That's nice.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
inviting the powers of New York producers Darshan Jasani and Morgan Geist. That was Metro Area with Soft Hoop. And that's off their 2002 self-titled album. And aside from Metro Area, the album, and a fabric mix, they released a spate of 12-inch records. That hasn't been really much heard in the past few years from either of them. But I know Morgan Geist has been doing some heavy production work on the side. Anyways, behind me is yet another coup from Speed Fever. This is Guido Maurizio De Angelis with Box. Next up, Steven Bruner. This is the man behind Thundercats, and he's known for mixing bass guitar with this bass music. And Bruner's the son of drummer Roland Bruner Sr., who provided the backbeat for acts like The Temptations. Roland Jr., who is Steven's brother, actually drums on the Thundercat record The Golden Age of Apocalypse, and that came out last year through the Brainfeeder label, which is run by Flying Lotus, who actually helped produce the album. So from The Golden Age of Apocalypse, this is Thundercats with a little song called Walking here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
The search for over 4,000 volunteers to join the crew at the BMO Vancouver Marathon has begun. The Vancouver International Marathon Society, the nonprofit group responsible for the event, is reaching out to any and all interested volunteers to participate in over 30 different volunteer roles available this year. Volunteers have until April 25th to register for the positions through the online registration system at the BMO Vancouver Marathon website. For more information on the volunteer program and how to register, just visit bmovanmarathon.ca.
Behind me, this is Paco Sala with Legacy Edition. It's a London, England duo of producer Anthony Harrison from the Drone Act continent. And apparently somewhere, sometimes, it's the vocalist Laylee will appear. And that this comes on the Romero cassette. Came out earlier this year through Digitalist. So we just heard Memory House there, originally from Guelph as an art project, but now a full-fledged musical team based out of Toronto. And we just heard Quiet America. And that's off their EP called The Years, which originally came out in the Arcade Sound label in 2010, but when they got picked up by Sub Pop, it was later re-released. Tragically, Memory House hit a spell of bad luck this past weekend as most of their gear was stolen from their van during the recent support date in Washington, D.C., supporting Washed Out. A few dates have been canceled as the band tried to find their equipment and ask for donations to get some new stuff. So be sure to check their website, Memory House. Just put a dot before the S-E. So memoryhow.se for more details. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And hopefully the next few acts have better luck on their tours when they pass through town. And the next 7 days here are going to be quite busy in Vancouver. So first up, at least on the show here, it's Neon Indian. He's going to be playing this Saturday, April 28th at Venue, along with Lemonade and Silent Diane. So from his latest album, last year's Era Extraña, recorded in the depths of a mighty Helsinki winter, this is Neon Indian with Halogen, I Could Be a Shadow.
This is Sir Reginald Wainsmere, composer of the film Too Many Tuesdays. You can hear my music and much more on Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Playing a sold-out show this Friday at Venue, that was M83 with Claudia Lewis. One of those names that appeared often in the production credits of 1990s films. And that's off the French Act's epic Hurry Up, We're Dreaming double album, came out last year. And before that, we heard the act that plays Venue the following night, which was Neon India, and that was Halogen, That Could Be a Shadow. In the background, this is Barry Morgan with Ray Cooper with Samba Street. It's a selection off of the KPM Music Group label, home to many a delightful library music sound and a brutal Brazilian-inspired music in advance of a profile of the Senna documentary here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver. But let's go back to some booming French acts in town. Justice play the PNE Forum this Saturday, April 26th. And although the latest album, Audio Video Disco, has put some people off with its more proggy guitar elements, they should still be able to bring a fierce live presence to the stage. Tickets are still available if you're curious. So off of Audio Video Disco, this is Justice with Helix. Maybe it's a tribute to the great 80s Canadian band.
Camp launches online registration for second camp. Ladies of all ages and skill levels will form a band, write a song, and play a show, all in just 3 days. All instruments, equipment, and food will be provided. The Ladies Camp will be run entirely by volunteers. The cost is $350 per camper. For every person who goes to the Ladies Rock Camp, a girl in need of financial aid will be able to attend Girls Rock Camp. Camp's taking place from May 25th to 27th at the Waldorf Hotel. Registration for campers and volunteers opens Monday, March 12th at ladiesrockcamp.tumblr.com.
It's only a dream. Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
If you're ready, I'm ready. It goes something like this.
Some bitches to the dirt.
14th Street Gangsters.
86, that's bitch.
Dick was cool, but he lost food.
All right, a bit of a long set there. Well, we start off with Justice with Helix off of Audio Video Disco, and Justice will be at the Peony Forum April 26th. That's not a Saturday. I just realized that. That's a Thursday. Thursday. Hopefully you guys are planning based on day as opposed to date, or the other way around. Then we heard the guy playing tomorrow, April 24th at the Commodore. That was DJ Shadow. The track that originally appeared on the deleted I'm Excited single, but came bundled with the deluxe edition of his latest album, The Less You Know, The Better. And that was Let's Get It. Bass, bass, bass. One bit of recent news for DJ Shadow there. He's going to be releasing some music, more music from his archives. He's going to be focusing now on his days from the sampler he used to make 1996 landmark album Introducing. So his website is touting what will be called Total Breakdown, hidden transmissions from the MPC era 1992 to 1996. And then what we heard was spinning this Friday at 560. That's Claude Von Stroke. And that's the song actually featured on a show that never appeared on the podcast feed, the infamous lost episode of Exploding Head Movies. That song was Monster Island, and that's off 2009's Bird Brain. Von Stroke's the alias of Barclay Crenshaw, born in Detroit, but raised in San Francisco. And Von Stroke will be joined by Justin Martin and the Shaw DJ crew. Behind me, it's another selection from the Strut compilation, Music for Dance Floors, the cream of the KPM music group Green Label Sessions. This is Juan Irlando and his Latin band with Brazil Express. That sounds very Latin, but actually it's the alias of German trombone player Hans Erlinger. So not totally authentic at all. So stay tuned. We got more actual authentic Brazilian music up. But this show is coming on 15 minutes here on CITR.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
In the background here, this is Antonio Pento and Ed Cortez with Atranza. And this is off the soundtrack to the mind-melting Rio gangster film City of God that came out in 2002. And Antonio Pinto provides the music, along with a little help from his friends Bruce Broughton and John Powell, for the 2010 documentary Senna. The soundtrack came out on Decca at the end of October last year. And Senna is a documentary that profiles the Brazilian motor racing champion Ayrton Senna, born in Brazil, Sao Paulo exactly. And he raced Formula One. He had a torrid streak from 1984 until his unfortunate accident in San Marino in 1994. But during that time, he won 3 Formula One championships, won 41 times. It was crazy what this guy could do. And on one of the teams he was on, he actually was competing with the leadership with Frenchman Alain Prost for a good 4 or 5 years. So we're going to listen to a few cues here. It sort of covers a bit of atmospheric tracks, but then sort of has a little bit of a Brazilian zest to it. So from the Senna documentary, we're going to listen to Antonio Pinto. We're going to start off with The Bomb. So from the soundtrack to the Senna documentary, we heard Antonio Panto there. First we heard The Bomb, then Hunt, then things got ambient there for Head Injury, Strange Justice, and in the background this is God, Senna theme, the finale. The sad part about Ayrton Senna's death was that he pointed out what was happening in the San Marino Grand Prix. There was a killer turn that killed an Australian rookie driver by the name of Roland Ratzenberger. And when it was brought to the FIA's attention, which is the board that handles the Formula One, they didn't really do anything at the time. And what happened then is then Senna had a bit of an accident that went into it. And yeah, at that point, his brain was damaged. Trach had to be performed, but then he passed away. And then he was actually flown on a commercial plane, not in the cargo hold, but up top with his family and brought back to Brazil, where he was mourned as a national hero there. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this Monday. Coming up in a few short minutes is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And then at midnight, it's Canada Post Rock, and that'll close our broadcast Monday around 1 a.m. before we pick things up with Pacific Picking Tuesday, 6 a.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM. If you missed any of this week's show, grab the podcast off of www.citr.ca. You also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies. You can search Facebook. On Twitter, I'm 100air. And you can also email me, radiofreegack@gmail.com. So next week, we're going to take a look at some German music. The 2006 Oscar winner was The Lives of Others. Great film. So there's going to be some pop music of the time, but we'll have also some other Teutonic songs. And we're going to close off with some Tropicália. Os Mutantes were a huge part of the Brazilian psych art rock scene. And this actually appears on the Senna soundtrack as well. But this actually originally appeared on their self-titled debut in 1968. And you can find it also on the Everything is Possible compilation. So there's Os Mutantes, the Minha Marina. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. And we'll see you at the end of April.
Ela é minha menina, eu sou o menino dela. Todinho dela. Chama! Na lua prateada se esconder e só dourado aparecer. Amanheceu um lindo dia, cheirando alegria, pois eu sonhei e acordei pensando nela.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 or on cable on Shaw 88.5 or on your computer www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up with, you guessed it, Gavin Walker.